With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Both hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds, they are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL, the college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only me talking the truth, only me talking the truth, ayy.
It's Taz and the Moose with you here. Back together again on this Thursday morning. Number to call, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Thank you, Pete and Mike. Across the way, Bogus, your updates. We come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. A lot of baseball, hour number one, a little women's soccer. As their victory tour will continue, what was an action-packed Wednesday for them, and all well-deserved. And we kick off this hour with, you know, a little NBA conversation as, you know, the next domino to fall in the NBA is going to be, you know, Russell Westbrook out in Oklahoma City. We had Mark Rogers on the air yesterday, Taz, when you were out, and, you know, he does shows on, what was it, WWLS out there in Oak City.
Right.
You know, he said, you know, obviously it's a foregone conclusion. Westbrook's going to get dealt here. Certainly, you know, maybe has, you know, lost a little bit of a step, could be a frustrating player, good teammate. So, I mean, he gave you a little bit of a good scouting report, thought Oklahoma City at the end would do everything they could to kind of take care of Westbrook as a take care of Westbrook as a player and put him in the situation that he wants to be in. And, you know, maybe that ends up being the Miami Heat, which we discussed, which we kind of both thought would probably be the landing spot for him.
Right.
We'll see. I mean, the reports out of Miami is they've balked at the initial asking price of Oklahoma City. We'll see where Westbrook does get traded. Maybe Oak City does wait it out a little bit, but for the NBA fan, that's the next drama. A filled case to follow in terms of drawing your peak interest because of what kind of caliber player he is.
Absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, the NBA, the gift on, keeps on giving, right? That's that.
Yeah.
And it really, you know, and you're right. I mean, we were talking. I just think that, you know, there's a great chance he ends up with the Heat. And he actually, I don't know if you hit this yesterday or not. I think it happened later in the day. Maybe you were off the air by then. But he apparently liked, Russell Westbrook liked, on I think it was on Instagram, someone did like an Adobe Photoshop or a drawing or something of him, of Westbrook, in a Heat jersey.
Yeah.
And he actually liked it. So,
yeah, no, that was after we were off the
air. I figured that was afterwards, yeah. So, but anyway, I'm just saying. So, I don't know. I think that's the probably the best spot for him to go. It'll be interesting to see him and Jimmy Butler. And we've talked about that a lot because it's going to be riveting to see if those two guys can work together. You know, if they could get together and work together and become a dynamic duo like several of these other dynamic duos that we have out there that we're going to hit in this BCS here in a second. So it should be interesting to see, man. It's the NBA,
I mean,
man.
That duo would fall short of the three we're going to mention.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, from my mind, you know, considerably short of those three. But, I mean, the Heat have also got to play game with Oklahoma City, too, because, you know, the Thunder have got – they want to – they're clearly in a rebuild, Taz, but they're not going to give Wes, you know, Russell away either. They're not going to hand him off to Miami and say goodbye, good luck, and get nothing back in return. So you're going to have to give to get if you're Miami.
Right.
I'm not telling you it's going to be as much as the Clippers had to give up for Paul George. I don't think it's going to be anywhere near that kind of haul. But you're looking at one of the top 10 players in the NBA. And Miami's going to have to give to get. It's going to cost them a little bit. Maybe Justice Winslow, you look at Dragic and a couple first-round draft choices, there's going to be something where it's going to hurt Miami a little bit in order to get Westbrook, but they have to make sure that that's the guy they want, and we'll see if he does end up there.
Maybe he ends up in Nick with your Knicks.
Yeah, I don't. They have to wait till December contractually because of all their free spending because of the guys they signed. Yeah. So when you sign a free agent, you can't turn around based on NBA rules. If I sign a guy, I can't then flip him and trade him the next week or 2 weeks later, Taz. So they don't have the cap space, moronically enough, to be able to make that kind of a deal unless they are able to move some contracts and open up some cap space. But the contracts that they want to move, they can't move because majority of them, they just signed.
Right, right, yeah.
So they'd have to wait to December in order to do that. And now maybe Oak City waits until December. And, you know, Rodgers yesterday told Andrew and myself, you know, New York might be a place that Russell would like to play because he's a style guy. And, you know, he's got his a little bit of a foothold into that industry, Taz. And
Fashion Jones.
And New York City is certainly, you know, one of the fashion meccas in the world. So maybe that's a spot that Westbrook would like to play. Maybe. I mean, I have a hard time envisioning him a Knick. We said at the time, I think he's probably going to end up with the Miami Heat, but I also think Oklahoma City is under no pressure or duress where they have to make that move right now.
Well,
they don't
control,
have to make that trade right now.
No,
they can wait.
Right. They're in control, and they could get the best possible deal for them and their fan base if you're the Thunder. They should do that, too. Hopefully they do. Hopefully it works out the right way for everybody, but you know, a lot of times it doesn't, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see, and see if Westbrook does end up down in Miami. All right, so we hinted upon it, a bench cut star. We got a new one for you. Dynamic duos in the NBA. Yeah. Let's get to it.
It's now time to bench cut or start with Taz and the Moose.
Bench cut start.
Yes, sir. Bench cut star here. Dynamic duos in the NBA. And that is LeBron and Anthony Davis. You've got Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, and then Kawhi Leonard and Paul George out with the Clippers. And we're going on the idea that Durant is healthy, correct?
Yeah, that's a... what do you think? Let's work this out on the air.
That
what do you think?
Makes more sense.
Yeah.
Otherwise, everyone's going to cut.
They're
going
to
Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, I guess I got to change mine. Hang on. No, I'm joking. Yeah, no, you're right. We're going to go on our thought that he being Kevin Durant looks healthy.
Okay.
All right, so
it's your baby. Idea by you. So
normally I go first.
Yes, fire away.
We go here. Well, opening match, Jones.
Yes,
that's me. I used to be a main eventer, Moose.
Are still a main eventer every day here on CBS Sports Radio. You and I, 6 to 9 a.m.
That's nice of you to say, but I don't think so. But that's very kind of you. Anyway, thank
you. Way to pump up the show.
No, I'm ripping me, not the show.
Didn't come across that way.
What do you mean? I'm saying, you're the quarterback.
You how it didn't come
you're
across.
You're the quarterback.
I'm telling you
I'm not playing quarterback.
Didn't come across that way.
You're the quarterback.
Little BCS. I'm excited.
So am I. You're not more excited than me, Moose.
There you
You're
go.
Not. And it's not my baby. It's our baby. It's a team.
Well, no, it's your idea. It was your idea.
Okay. All right, I'll go first. So here's the deal.
Fire away.
Here we go. All right. So to the point you made about Kevin Durant, like if he was not, you know, healthy, most people would. If we went on the premise that he was going to be out for the year, most would cut him. I'm going to hit you with this here. I'm still going to cut the Brooklyn Nets. How about that? I'm still cutting the Brooklyn Nets. So basically, I'm going out of order, but I'm going to bench LeBron and AD, okay, with the Lakers. I'm going to cut the Nets with KD and Kyrie. And I'm going to start, believe it or not, the Clippers with Kawhi and PG-13 with Paul George. I'm going to do that. That's going to be I don't think a lot of people are going to go the way I'm going on this. The whole thing with Kevin Durant and Kyrie, something tells me it's not, you know, if he is healthy, if he was going to be healthy this year, I just feel like they're not going to flow together. I don't know why. Just my gut. No proof. No nothing. Nothing. Just my instincts. It's my BCS. I'm going. I'm cutting the Brooklyn Nets. I'm going to bench LeBron and AD because I want to see, you know, how LeBron is, how his health is. He's older. I want to see how things flow. Anthony Davis, I understand he's an excellent player. But him coming out, coming off a plane from New Orleans, and the way that thing ended, and while he was still there, but he didn't want to be there, and then the deal with Magic Johnson trying to put the thing together with LeBron fell apart. That whole aura for me with Anthony Davis kind of went a little south. So that's why I'm going to bench the Lakers on that. I'm a big Kawhi Leonard fan. I believe in this guy. The way he plays, he's all business, no drama for Kawhi. And Paul George, we'll see how it works. Kawhi wanted George there, and that's going to happen. So that's what I'm doing. So my BCS is I'm going to bench the Lakers with LeBron and AD. I'm going to cut KD and Kyrie. I know, just those names are mixing up. And I'm going to start the Clippers with Kawhi and Paul George.
Okay, so I'm going to take all emotion from my perspective, which is difficult to do because you sometimes have a lean based on who you're rooting for and who you're rooting against. I'm going to bench George and Kawhi Leonard. Interesting thing is in terms of the meshing of those two players, who've got a similar style on the basketball court. They're both wonderful players. They're both great defenders, but they've also very, very similar in nature to the style and fashion which they play. So I think it's going to be fascinating to see the meshing of both Paul George and Kawhi Leonard out there in Los Angeles with the Clippers. We know how brilliant Kawhi is. We know what George was this past year before having double shoulder surgery after the season, you know, playing to an MVP level task. But I'm going to put them on the bench. I'm going to cut... I don't want to do it, but I'm going to have to cut Bisseglia's Brooklyn squad, and I'm going to cut Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. And I'm the one that was all for signing Kevin Durant, regardless of team. I think he'll come back from the Achilles. I think Kyrie, some of his new teammates are saying he's a little misunderstood. I don't know if he's a little misunderstood. I think he's mercurial. I think he gets a little lost in his ways. I think Kyrie Irving is going to benefit greatly from being around his family, being close to home, and him and Durant, Ed, just asked Bobby Portis, who said it the other day, everyone in the league knew those two guys wanted to play together for the last year. So they've wanted it. They're really good friends. They're really close friends. I think it'll work, but I don't know if it'll work on a championship level. I'm not 100% certain. I think they can win a title, but I favor the other two more in terms of winning said title. And I'm going to start Durant. I'm going to start LeBron James and Anthony Davis. LeBron coming off of a season which was a disaster on the court, off the court, was banged up, hurt. Lakers have been an embarrassment. He gets his big running mate in Anthony Davis, who's a supremely gifted big man. Has got guard skills for a guy that's 6'11", 7 feet tall. I think that's why they were the betting favorite before Kawhi Leonard and Paul George teamed up with the Los Angeles Clippers. I think they're going to be a force. I like what they've done after they lost out on Kawhi Leonard in free agency. So I'm going to start the duo of LeBron James and Anthony Davis. So I'm going to bench Kawhi and George. I'm going to cut Durant and Kyrie Irving, and I'm going to start LeBron James and Anthony Davis. So there you go.
All right. Great.
Michael, what do you got?
I'm with you on this one, Taz. I will bench the Lakers with LeBron and Anthony Davis. Obviously, ultra, ultra, ultra great players. You can't go wrong with either of them. But when I'm comparing it to who I'm going to start, to me, which will be the Clippers, when you compare LeBron and Kawhi, similar type players, Kawhi's just at a higher level in his career. And right now with Paul George, people forget he was top two to win the MVP last year before he got hurt. Now, if his shoulder's a problem, then maybe the Clippers are in a bit more trouble than we realize. But when healthy, this guy's a top 5 to 10 player in the NBA and was almost an MVP last season. And the defense that Kawhi and Paul George possessed together, I can't remember two great two-way players we've seen like that in a while. So I'm super excited to see the Clippers play in their defense together. And I'm cutting the Nets, as much as it pains me to say, and I love the additions with KD and Kyrie. What we don't know about Kyrie Irving and the mystery that is him, I think there's more certainty with Anthony Davis and Paul George. And for me, the Nets get cut for that reason.
Oh, there you go. Wow, you're cutting the Nets. Nice. All right, Pete, what do you got?
Hang on a second. I'm more impressed with, you know, Mike, you're just really, when you start talking basketball, that's when, like, your radio chops come out, like you get your broadcasting pipes up. You know, you sound different. I mean, you just sound so powerful. Like, he really does. He sounds just like, that's your podcast.
Yeah,
basically.
Ask me about the Devil's power play, and I sound a little more insecure on the radio, for sure.
Exactly. All right, Pete the Body.
All right, I am benching Kawhi and PG-13. I think Doc Rivers will help that combination mesh completely together, but they're not there yet. It's going to take a little bit. I'm cutting LeBron and AD for the reason that LeBron is very picky. It's very very particular. It takes a little while to mesh with LeBron. I think out of the gate, it's going to be maybe a little choppy for them. But eventually, I think they're going to win the title. Maybe not this year or next, probably next year.
Right.
And then I'm starting KD and Kyrie because the culture in Brooklyn is made to win now. Kenny Atkinson is the best coach on this list, and I think that combination with the pieces there will help that dynamic duo win.
Wow.
There you go, Pete believes.
That's a Hall of Famer right there.
There you go, Pete believes where Biseglia does not.
No. Well, neither, yeah. Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But regardless, all three are definitely awesome dynamic duos that should be big coverage of it throughout the whole year of the NBA year, because it's going to be really riveting stuff.
Oh, I think it's going to be fantastic. You look at where basketball is in Los Angeles. As Magic said, it's the Mecca now of the NBA. He's not wrong about that. Mm. Where he looks at the interest that that city is going to. If you have the money to go to be going to a lot of NBA games in the LA area, and you got 41 games of Clippers and 41 games of Lakers, you're going to see a lot of stars shining out there in Los Angeles. So you're in a lucky spot to be in. And to be an NBA fan. So there you have it. Want to hear from you. What's your BCS in terms of dynamic duos? Where are you going? LeBron and Anthony Davis with the Lakers. Are you going to go Kawhi Leonard and Paul George with the Los Angeles Clippers? Or do you go to Brooklyn? Oh, Brooklyn. And side with the Nets with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Want to hear from you at 855-212-4227. We've also hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. At Taz and the Moose, at Official Taz, at Mark Melusis. Three ways you can hit us up there. Coming up straight ahead, it was a lovely little morning for one Long Islander or a bunch of Long Islanders at a bagel place yesterday. We'll get into that next on the video that's gone viral. It's Taz Moose on a Thursday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, on a Thursday morning, it certainly is. Jim Duquette's going to join us a little later on the program. In about an hour from now, we'll talk to Duke, MLB Network radio analyst. Check him out on SNY locally in New York. Former executive with the Mets and the Orioles, respectively. We'll talk to Jim Duquette coming up in the third and final hour. Look who it is, Andrew Bogish. Second time this morning. What's up, bud?
Oh, look who just walked in.
Yeah.
With your report, sponsored by Wrangler Outdoor. Pants and shirts made with durable fabrics, moisture management, and UPF 30 protection. Wrangler Outdoor, clothing with outdoor credibility and everyday versatility. Try them on today. The Big Three has had enough of the NBA dominating basketball headlines, the three-on-three league that you can see on CBS and CBS Sports Network every weekend. Laying down the hammer yesterday, Ice Cube, who runs the league, deeming Lamar Odom, Baron Davis, Jermaine O'Neal, and Bonzi Wells ineligible for the rest of the season to, quote, maximize competition and, quote, protect the health of the players. That forced him reportedly just not up to surviving the league, apparently. Glenn Big Baby Davis, meanwhile, has been fined an undisclosed but large amount for his actions after getting ejected over the weekend. Davis took off his jersey and flung it into the stands on his way to the locker room.
Good souvenir.
Nobody wants to see it, and nobody wants to catch, should have wanted to catch, sweat-stained Glenn
Big Baby
Davis
memorable.
Jersey.
Well, Big Baby. That might be one of the better nicknames in pro sports.
And it's all-encompassing because he's big, you know, and at times he's been a baby.
Yes.
Well said.
Thank you.
It's just, to me, it's funny. Big baby. Yeah.
Great player. Great player at LSU.
Yeah.
It was one of the great jokes. NCAA tournament runs.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Right. I'm watching a video here right now. Yeah, continue, Andrew.
What are you watching? Glenn Big Baby Davis?
No, something else.
Thanks for...
No, it's for our show. It's
okay, fine.
For the broadcast. I'm prepping right now.
As for that NBA, DeMarcus Cousins is now a Laker, and he hopes to be healthy, a healthy one, after rupturing his Achilles and tearing his quad over the last two seasons.
My quad is 100% healed. I'm building it up every day. I'm building my lower body up every single day. I'm getting stronger, getting in better shape. My goal is to play 82 games this season.
Cousins signed a one-year deal worth $3.5 million with LA. He says the roster is good enough to win a title. Just next door, we now know the details of Kawhi Leonard's contract with the Clippers, 3 years and $103 million with an opt-out after two. So Kawhi could be part of the next mega offseason. That's 2021. College hoops, NC State hit with multiple major NCAA violations for a former assistant coach paying Dennis Smith Jr.'s father while the Wolfpack were recruiting him. Former head coach Mark Gottfried charged with failure to monitor, which could affect his current job at Cal State Northridge. The second half of the baseball season kind of begins tonight with the Rangers hosting the Astros. Everybody else has one more day off. Phillies manager Gabe Kapler told our friends on WIP Radio in Philly yesterday Jake Arrieta will continue to pitch while the team figures out a long-term plan for the bone spurs in Arrieta's right elbow.
Did he get fined for the comment about wanting to dent Frazier's head? Was there a fine, actually?
I heard there was scuttlebutt about that. I don't think so. Well, they also haven't done anything with the Mariznick-Lucroy collision, so we might get that today or tomorrow before teams get back on the field.
Right.
So it may be coming, because, you know, they don't want to do that stuff during the All-Star game.
Because they can't multitask. Yeah, it'd be too much work.
The Houston Texans are not hiring a GM for this season. Instead, they will split those duties between those already working in their front office. They fired Brian Gain back on June 7th and, of course, failed to get Nick Caserio out of New England. And it's almost time for the women's semifinals at Wimbledon. Serena Williams takes on Barbara Strichkova, the second match on center court today. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. You can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram, at Taz and the Moose. And Taz, yesterday we had a video that went viral across the nation.
I know.
Not exactly, Long Island, I guess, is, you know, general neck of the woods of you and Bogish.
Well, it's 15 minutes from where this happened, yeah.
Was it Suffolk County or Nassau
this
County?
This isn't Suffolk County, but it's like right where, it's in a town called Bayshore.
Okay.
Where it's not far from Nassau County line. So
okay.
For those
so
that don't know,
right,
Long Island is split, right, Nassau County and Buffalo. Right, Suffolk. Right, it's just over the border. Correct.
Okay, yeah. So it's close. So you right. So
15
it's,
minutes.
Right,
me,
it's not that far deep into Suffolk County where you're heading all the way out. So,
correct.
It's in Bayshore. What's the name of the lady?
Bagel Boss.
Bagel Boss.
So Bagel Boss is the bagel store that this happened in. And now on Long Island, I don't know, there might be three or four Bagel Bosses. I know there's one in Hicksville, Long Island. There's one in Bayshore. And there's one someplace else. I can't remember the town. But, yeah, there's a couple of them. So they're fair to Midland Bagels. They're okay. I mean, I'm a snobby Long Island bagel guy, so to me they're okay. But all Long Islanders have their own bagel spots.
Right.
So I can't put these guys over too much.
But it's not a mom-and-pop place. It's they've got a number of them.
Well, that's a good question. It's one owner. So it's like their recipe for their bagels is the same at all of them. I've actually had bagels at the Hicksville one, and I had bagels at the Bayshore one, and they taste the same.
Okay, so it's the same deal. But,
it's the same deal.
It's not just one store. They've got three of the stores.
They had a couple, like three or four.
Yeah, so, I mean, the video picks up. I mean, it's just an all-time epic rant. It really is. Let's take a listen.
Great women, why is that okay?
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up? Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not scared, pal.
Enough.
You shut up, dude.
Just shut the
up. Go ahead and attack me, big.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I tell you.
The guy definitely attacked him.
Yeah, he jumped on top of him and tackled him to the ground.
And I mean, shut him up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He did shut him up. Do we have more audio?
Yeah, this is the second part. So that was a customer, for those that don't realize. That was a customer who was in a rant. Two young ladies were online behind this guy. They're both 18-year-old girls from Long Island. And I know they put out an Instagram Live thing afterwards, these two girls. My wife actually watched it, and I heard some of the audio. So they were explaining what happened. Basically, this guy, this customer, he don't have a name. He reminds me of a guy that I knew that looks a lot like him named Clip, but it's not Clip. Regardless, so we'll say he's Clip 2. So Clip 2 was mumbling stuff at the counter. And one of the 18-year-old girls said, what is your problem? He was like, complaining about something. And then he just went into this rant and went off on this girl while the other girl videoed it. So this was a customer. So this was after he just got tackled by a man much bigger than him. This guy's only about 5 foot tall.
Right.
So he's small guy. Yeah, he said his complaints on dating sites. He gets ripped.
Tinder, right.
And he gets Tindered. He gets ripped on Tinder because he's vertically challenged heavily and whatnot. So this is after he got his ass whooped. Let's go.
Absolutely.
Well, and a guy 3 times my size.
That's okay.
Get your food and
what happened?
Well,
get your food and eat it.
You know what?
Just
there's no need to laugh.
You think that's funny?
That's funny. Just
that's funny.
Just
no, now I'm going to take my breakfast.
You think that's funny?
All you women.
All you. Yeah, all you.
You want to go.
Yeah, so this is so Moose. I ended up, I saw this, or I was on a plane and I saw this and I retweeted it. And then it just, and I saw all these different people, everybody was retweeting it like crazy. And I put out something like, it makes me proud to be a Long Islander, like in sarcasm. But anyway, this tweet that of this video is up to 18.3 million views right
now.
Yeah,
I know.
It's insane.
It is. That's okay.
I got to tell you, I want to get your take on it, Moose, but I feel like, and you know me, I'm Mr. Conspiracy Theory. I feel like this guy is just, it's a little bit of a work. I feel like he's doing this just to get people going and laugh at it with his friends. I feel like part of it is him, like, goofing off. I don't think he's, I know, I've told a lot of people here at the stations, I told Boomer that, Gio, I was talking to Mike, I was talking to Andrew, I was talking to Pete. Nobody agrees with me. I think that it's a little bit of this guy just being a goofball. I do.
Yeah,
you think it's straight that he's just a little wacky?
Probably. Yeah, I think it's more straight than anything else.
Yeah, I know I'm in the minority on it. I just
women in general have said it on dating sites.
Listen, it make me feel better about the video if it was a work.
Yeah.
I mean, because otherwise the video is depressing.
Well, that's how some folks are looking at it.
I mean, you look at it, it's like,
but you're right.
It's comical in his reaction. It's funny, but it's also, it's depressing. It's depressing as hell when you think about him and his outlook on life and the fact that he's getting ripped about being 5 feet tall and then he's acting like a complete utter douche and he's calling people names and he's threatening people and then you see him getting tackled at a bagel joint. I mean, it's a Wednesday morning in Long Island. It's so stupid. I mean, when you think about it, it really is. I mean, you know, you're right. Your tweet initially, proud Long Islander. I mean, what are you guys doing out there? What are you guys drinking out on Long Island? I mean, Jesus.
A lot of tension at the bagel shops. I can tell you that right now.
My God, just have the bagel. And I guess, I did not
watch. I'll take an everything buttered, please.
Your wife watched the Insta Live. I did not watch the Insta Live story or their video.
There was millions of people who watched it. It was crazy.
But how did it, I don't understand, how did it start?
It started basically like, it's like I was saying. So the two girls were online. Just two girls that live in town.
Well, they're videotaping it, but did they say to something?
No, that's what I'm getting at. No, so two girls were online before anyone videoed anything, okay? And one of the girls, while the guy was mumbling while he was waiting for his bagel, well, you know what he ordered? I think he ordered a whole wheat egg bagel. This is an odd breakfast. One egg white, and I think a slice of cheese. That's what he ordered. I read that like in the New York Post or somewhere. He had you're going to get
maybe
two.
Maybe it is a work.
That's what I mean. Moose heard that. Maybe this is a work. What he ordered. Like one egg white. Who gets one egg white? It's a little funky.
Maybe it's the bagel. And he wants the bagel and the protein.
Yeah, it could be.
No,
so anyway, so he's on the line.
Strange
right?
breakfast.
So Moose, he's on the line. And he's mumbling me, waiting for his food. And the two girls behind him, one of the girls said like something like, what's the problem? Like he was complaining, you know what, and moaning.
Someone behind the glass.
No.
The two girls
are customers, just like he's a customer.
Okay.
So they were behind him.
Okay.
So the one girl said something. So he, this little guy, clip two, he got in her face and started ripping women. So her friend was nervous. So this generation, what do they do when they get nervous? They pull out their cell phone to get proof in case her girlfriend got attacked.
Right.
That's what she said herself, this young lady. So she, that the video was impromptu, came up while he was in the middle of this tirade. And so he was yelling at an 18-year-old girl while her friend, who was also 18.
Oh, see, I read a story in which the when he got the egg sandwich, the woman who handed him the egg sandwich made a face or something like that. That's when he went off. Well, that's not the case.
That's what I think why he was mumbling at first.
That sparked it. Oh, okay.
To your point, that sparked it.
Okay.
And then the girl said, "What's the problem?" or something like that. And then,
if you're online, why wouldn't you just mind your own business then?
Well, you have to speak to the young lady. I mean, but it's Long Island. This is what happens on Long Island. People say things. You know, you say
something,
bro. I tell you, a guy starts mumbling. He's in front of me. I'm going to say, bro, relax. You know, and I've done this.
Even if he's not bothering you?
Yeah. I will mind someone else's business. That's what I do.
So shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my force.
Path of least resistance.
No,
I understand. But
I don't need to know everyone's business.
But he gets in this guy's face, right?
Yeah.
The guy's like 10 inches taller than him. You can't even see the guy's head.
Yeah, I know.
And he physically bumped the guy.
I know.
And then the other guy goes.
Did the chest bump. And then he threatens another guy off camera. And that guy comes in and tackles him onto the guy. I mean, it's a Wednesday morning trying to get a bagel.
Yeah, my wife said, she goes, I could see you basically physically assaulting this guy. And I said, well, I probably would have. Because, you know what? There's little kids, apparently, that were in there. It's the summer. Okay, people are going to the beach.
So the right message would be physically assault him in front of the children?
Well, you kind of stand your ground. Well, no, just if he was going crazy, though, Moose, you got to calm him down. It's like a dog that's going nuts, you got to muzzle him.
I mean, I understand that, but he
if he's yelling at two 18-year-old girls and I'm in that bagel shop and he's cursing like he's cursing and I'm in that bagel shop, bro, I promise I'm saying to him, hey, homie, you got to shut your mouth and calm down. If he chest bumps me, I'm going to jail.
What?
I promise.
No,
jail. Jail, bro.
Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not scared.
How about that? You want to step outside? How about that part?
I know. Slamming down the newspaper. It's sad and funny in a lot of different ways.
It depends on, like, you're right. You're oaking aside.
It's really kind of depressing.
It is depressing, but it depends on.
It's a really depressing video.
It is. But I think everyone looks at things different. Like, some people, I kind of have a warped sense of humor. So when I saw this right away, I started laughing. But I saw a lot of people tweeting like, it's kind of sad. It's not really funny. And I get that part. I do. If the guy is telling the truth. I grew up with a lot of guys like this. Not guys under 5 foot. But I grew up with a lot of guys that had this weird sense of humor. They would do things and their friends are waiting near the front of the bagel shop to laugh. I grew up with a lot of guys like this.
But I don't know what this guy does for a living. Right,
I don't know what he is.
I looked in and went back on Twitter on the young lady that tweeted out the initial video,
right?
And she said that he was screaming the C word at women in the bagel place. So,
well, she didn't say it on the Instagram, but
on Twitter she did. So, if that is the case, if he was doing that, I mean, he could lose his job.
He could lose his job just for what he did.
If he has a job. No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm saying in terms of, like, okay, if you go on the premise of it being a work, with the way that it all went down, Taz, like, it's hard to envision it being a work because he might not have a job. He might wake up this morning not having to work.
He might not.
If anybody, because it's not like four people have watched it. I mean, you mentioned the numbers. What is it, 20?
This is no BS.
Right.
I told you 18.3 million. And that had to be 10 minutes ago. It's up to right now 18.6 million.
Yeah.
So it's just going up. Just up right now. The video is just... Look, I don't know. I found it
funny. And then when I watched it for a second time, I found it quite depressing.
You want to hear something that's even more depressing? So before the show in the newsroom here, you had walked out. You were doing something else. So Boomer Esiason, you know, the quarterback, right?
Yeah,
Boomer
Esiason. I saw the interaction between you and him.
Well, you didn't see the prior one.
This is Boomer Esiason.
Boomer and was like Taz, because, you know, he's a Long Island guy also, as you know. And he's like, he goes, hey, guys, crazy. I go, Boomer, I think the guy was, you know, acting. He goes, no, Boomer didn't agree with that. Boomer actually said to me, this is what's said. He said, he wasn't trying to be funny. He thought me and this guy were the same height. Do you believe this? This is what I got to deal with here at this workplace. Boomer Esiason, who's a 6'5".
Well, you're also talking about a guy that's 6'5".
Yeah, so to him, anybody under 6'2" is like under size, I guess, because he's a giant 6'5".
Well, probably up under 6 Boomer. Feet, I would say.
What's that?
I'd say for him under 6
feet. Under 6 feet.
Yeah.
Bro, he's telling me, I said, Boomer, this guy is a lot
no,
shorter than me.
No, I saw what did the exchange. I saw
that. Oh, you saw that part?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, maybe, well, our audience weren't there. I
saw him basically say you were the same height as the little man at the
nice.
Bagel shop.
That wasn't nice. I said, Boomer.
Women in general have said it on dating sites.
And then you defended yourself, and he continued to walk toward his studio.
And he left. Did you hear what I defended myself with?
I did, yes.
Can I say it on the air?
Why not? You're a co-host on the show.
Well, no, I mean, because I don't want to make sure. I don't know. It's a little bit of a double entendre. Maybe I shouldn't do it. Maybe because I set it up the wrong way. We'll leave it alone. It was a funny joke. That's all.
It was funny.
Yeah, we'll leave it alone.
Boomer didn't. Yeah, Boomer just continued to mosey on down.
He
the
did. Way. He was smiling. But yeah, we have. That's the love fest him and I have.
This is Boomer Esiason.
Yeah. So, but it was. Listen, it's an amazing video. It's an amazing video. God bless Long Island. I'll tell you that. God bless you guys.
Well, that's just what we do. I mean, this is. There's a lot of intensity on the island, especially during the summertime.
Right.
You're fighting for sand space on the beach. So there's a lot of issues. The traffic's up.
And the cops reportedly showed up, did nothing.
Yeah, no, they showed up hours later. Not hours, a little while after. They hung out outside, and they said, what happened?
Yeah, and that's it. And he didn't get arrested. The guy didn't get arrested. So.
Which is to my point. I'm going to tell you one more thing that a lot of people don't know. So this guy actually pulled the same thing a few weeks ago at the Bayshore Mall on Long Island. Okay. In the same town. He did the same thing at a store in the mall. He went on a tirade.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So, see, there you go. So you want some inside info? I'll give you the inside info.
How do you know? Are you friends with the guy?
What, I got to give you my sources now?
No.
Like, do I know that? I'm supposed to give you my sources.
How do you know a guy going on a rant at a Bayshore Mall?
I don't know, Moose. Maybe because I friggin' live there and I know what happens in the town.
In every mall? You know what goes on in every mall in Long Island?
Well, not every
That's
mall.
Amazing.
Well, not every
So if I had to venture a guess, a family member was at the mall.
I actually have two family members that live in that town, to be honest with you. One of my uncles. And anyway, but no, all kidding aside, my wife heard it on the Instagram deal that somebody posted something from Long Island. We call it the island, as you know. And said he pulled it off at the Bayshore Mall. Someone clarified that he did the same thing.
They had video of it?
I don't think there's video of it. I don't think there's video.
So it's all just...
Maybe it's hearsay, but, you know... If it's said on Long Island, we believe it. That's how we are.
Oh, that's good.
Whenever there's any tension.
You know, that's short, guys.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, no, I mean, and I said to Boomer, I said, you don't realize how much longer my arms and legs are than this guy? And Boomer just nodded and walked away with his giant head. So, thanks, Moose.
What would you like me to add
to
that?
Well, I'm in that exchange with him, and you just said nothing.
Because
I'm a little upset at Boomer for saying that. It was rude.
Wait a second. Why are you even giving it any kind of thought?
I don't know, because it was insulting.
It's not true.
This guy couldn't see over the friggin' counter.
But it's not even true what Boomer said. Why are you so sensitive to where you're reacting to what Boomer had to say?
You think that this man who went crazy?
No, answer my question.
What are you going to psychoanalyze me now?
Why are you looking at what Boomer had to
because
say?
Because maybe
he's
if he said it to you,
chops.
Yeah. Well, I don't. That's the Moose. See, that's
it's
the
just
hold
busting
on, Moose.
Your chops.
That's the thing. If he was busting my chops, I wouldn't care. But the way he said it, he wasn't.
But that's where you're not.
Nah,
that's where you're
I know.
Wrong.
I understand.
That's
but
where you're wrong.
The way he said it, dude.
You're
I know.
Reading
I,
tone.
No,
don't
I know.
Read the
I
tone.
Understand.
He was
ribbing,
just joking around.
But he really.
He was smiling and he gave me a wink as he was turned his back to
he's
you.
He's always smiling. His wallet's tickling his ass.
He's smiling and he gave me a wink.
Of course he smiles.
And
he's
then I see you basically running halfway down the hall, defending yourself,
yelling at him.
I got long arms.
Right, defend. I'm not that short. I'm not that short, Boomer. Yeah, all right.
Oh, so I got 10 morning. Inches on that guy, and I'm taller than him, too. Yeah. Anyway, so Nice. Moose says, yeah, right. So anyway, so the thing is, apparently this guy's pulled something like this off already.
Well, there you go.
So I don't know. I know Mike.
Is.
I think Mike's trying to get him on the show.
Maybe he's got nothing for a living. Does nothing for a living.
Dude, the guy probably owns a business.
I hope
something.
It's a work, because if it's not, God bless him. It's a depressing life.
I know. The best part for me, though, if you're just looking at the comedic end of it, you know, can you do that for a second, right? The best part for me is...
Can I do what for a second?
Look at the comedic part for a second.
Oh, yeah, no, I did. I
the slamming of the paper. What's the funniest part for you?
I saw your... Yeah, the slamming of the paper was funny. I would probably say the line about God, boss,
that's
father.
What everybody's saying. Everybody loves that line.
Yeah, that's a good line as well. That's a good line as well.
I don't know. Whenever somebody slams a newspaper, it reminds me of my grandfather from Italy. My grandfather used to do it. He used to slam the racer form. In the house, whenever he'd lose, and it was
that's
a lot. Him and my father, he's slamming a race of foam. I'm not
I'm
in the
familiar.
Kitchen.
I know.
And he would say, son of my, you know what?
Yeah.
But not son of a. It was summoner. The broken English. What's
underrated
up,
as well is the girl at the end saying, I just wanted a bagel.
I just wanted a bagel.
That's a good one.
She's
good job,
one
Mike.
Of the girls. She's the girl who actually videoed. That's the girl who actually videoed the deal. So, because I noticed, because like I said, when my wife was still looking at the Instagram thing. But yeah, the whole thing is... I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's a little bit.
Maybe it is. If it is, they're all laughing at all of us.
I guess. I mean, I don't know.
That's okay.
That's it.
It's very Jerky Boy-esque. You know, remember the Jerky Boys?
Yes, I do.
Very Frank Rizzo. For those that know the Jerky Boys, Johnny Brennan, who I've had on my other show many times, and Johnny's a great guy, and he was the original Jerky Boy, and he would do the character Frank Rizzo, and this guy,
a little bit of the style,
you remember, right?
Yeah, a little bit of the style. They weren't as nasty.
This was
nasty.
This was a little nasty.
Yeah, it was a little nasty. You know, plus you're listening to the Jerky Boys because you know it's going to be a little edgy, but they're not going to push it over the top.
And there's a punchline at the end.
Yeah, right. So there's a little bit. You watch this, you're like, oh my God.
This is like heavy. You know, Joe Pesci's name was trending yesterday, and people thought something happened to Joe Pesci.
Because of this guy,
because it was like the Joe Pesci type. How funny is that? That's a true story.
Joe Pesci's like, leave me alone.
Yeah,
855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. Your number to call. It's Taz and the Moose on this Thursday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on your car insurance.
Yo, Moose, I was saying during the break, you walked out, you went to the
restroom. You were in the control room.
I went in the control room, yeah. And I went in there, I was talking to guys, and we were talking about this, this new... delicacy. I don't want to say it's new, but it's become really a hot thing in the Northeast a lot. But maybe I'm a little behind the time. I don't think I'm going to see if you're familiar with this. Poke? You familiar with this?
Yeah.
Oh, you are familiar with it. Okay, yeah. I'm just learning about it, and it's delicious. Like a tuna. Like a
poke bowl.
Poke bowl, yeah. Hawaiian style.
Yeah.
And, man, the problem is, like, you know, you can't eat too much tuna. You get, like, mercury, you know, per week.
Yeah.
So you get, like, mercury poisoning, food poisoning, you know?
Right. I mean, they're delicious.
It's great. So you've had it.
Yes. I've had it a number of times. I was at the SI swimsuit party 2 years ago. And they had a tremendous poke bowl spread.
Wow.
Where they were making it fresh and everything like that.
Nice.
It was delicious.
The little marinate gimmick.
And then you could get the little sauces and put the sauces on top. If you want a little extra spicy, they had that.
Nice.
They had the flavor-induced mayo that you could put over the top of it as well.
Like a spicy mayo type thing.
Correct. Yeah. Or then they had the sriracha and stuff like that.
Tempura flakes on it if you want, or tapioca.
They had a number of different poke bowls. Yeah, they're delicious. They're great.
I'm like behind the times. Look, my son was telling me about it last year, and I blew it off. Then this summer, he's like, and we go to this place near us, near the water, and I'm like, wow. You know, I'm eating it.
Yeah.
I've got to be maybe a half mile from the ocean. And I'm eating it. And in this one place we go to, Moose, it's like you walk. It's so sanitary. Everything's white. The tables are stainless steel, silver, and everything else is white. The walls are white.
What are you, Miami?
No, I'm not kidding. But it's very contemporary and there's nothing. It's the most unwarm place you've ever eaten in your life. You feel like you're eating like in a sterile dentist's office on the ocean. Like,
it's nice, though. It's clean.
Very clean. Like, super clean. And it's like I felt like taking my shoes off when I walked in.
Nice.
And I'm standing eating a poke bowl. And I thought it was poke bowl.
No, poke bowl.
Poke.
That's good. There you go. It was delicious.
Yes.
Your son introduced you to the place?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
nice. Yeah.
He's been down
he's
with it for a while.
He's
is on top of it.
Well, he's ahead of the times.
Yeah.
Or with the times.
He's 20. He's with the Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Well said. You know, he's with the times. Yeah, no, he was like, what are you talking about? You never heard of it? I said, no, he was telling me last year about it.
They've been around, yeah.
They've been around a while.
They're good. So, they're delicious, though.
They are really good.
They are
fresh.
Very, very good. Yes.
Very fresh. You don't want to go to a place that's kind of a stale poke. And speaking of food, quick follow-up on the little bagel band store outrage guy, the tyrant. The bagel boss, they're giving out, Musa, if you saw this, anybody who comes in and mentions this, you're getting free mini bagels. You get a free mini bagel.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
True story. The owner of Bagel Boss.
Yeah.
Comedy Jones.
Yes. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah.
Right. Just mini help bagel. The situation.
I'm not kidding. That's what they're doing.
No, I know you're right. I know. What a douche. Anyway, Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.